down.
All right, guacamole.
Yeah, there's one good thing about moving in with Carol and her three weenie kids. They always got food in the refrigerator.
What are you animals eating? Guacamole. Dig in. That's not guacamole. That's Karen's avocado and cold cream facial. Sometimes it's just too easy.
Started at 6:30. It's almost 7.
Well, I'm sure Frank and the kids have a good reason for being late.
Maybe they can't tell time.
So, if I learned one thing from that, it was don't spit out the window of a moving truck. Oh, honey, that looks wonderful.
We know. We've been looking at it for half an hour.
Most people just say grace.
Frank. Yeah. We were supposed to eat together at 6:30 tonight, remember?
Oh, was that tonight?
Yes, tonight and every other night. I mean, it's a little thing we do around here. We call it dinner.
I could still eat. We only had a couple chili burgers and a pizza.
You ate?
A snack. Just to hold the boys over until we got home. Brendan, you could eat more, right?
Sure, if you want to see me explode.
Well, at least we're all here now. Let's sit down together as a family.
Okay. Oh, here comes Al. Al, you're just in time for dinner.
Oh, great. Well, it's hungry.
Sorry, no pigs at the table.
Well, in that case...
Watch it, Dave.
Well, Bullet doesn't eat. I don't eat.
Clean living room.
Brendan, the whole point is that we all sit down together as a family.
But the game's on.
Oh, that's right, Carol. The Packers are playing.
Frank, what about dinner?
Yeah, you're right. I love your turkey.
Here's a thought. Why don't we just put bowls on the floor with their names on them?
It's bedtime.
Frank, I'm busy.
Well, why don't you put that away until after you know.
Frank, you know I can't relax until I'm finished, and if I'm not relaxed, I can't, you know.
I know. What is that chart, anyway?
The rules of the house. You know, Frank, I realized something at dinner tonight.
What?
If we don't get organized, I'm going to lose my mind. I mean, it's chaos around here.
I don't know, Carol. I mean, people start making rules, and then they expect people to follow them, and a nasty pattern develops.
Don't you have any rules you follow?
One, never operate a chainsaw after you take a cold pill.
Frank, look, kids need structure. That's why we have to set boundaries.
You know, you could be right. Maybe that's just what the kids need.
No, I'm not saying it's just for the kids. I expect you to follow them, too.
Me? Carol, I don't like rules.
Well, it's not like it's a punishment or something. I mean, there are rewards.
Yeah? Like what rewards?
Well, like, rule number 11.
Yeah?
Lights out at 10 o'clock.
Oh, I like that rule.
Penny, what's wrong?
I just think if they're going to have a family meeting, I should have been invited. I mean, I work in the beauty shop, I eat here, I get my calls here, I practically live here.
Maybe that's what the meeting is about.
Hi, Grandma.
Hi, Dana.
Hi, Aunt Penny. Mom needs our pointer.
How's the family meeting going?
It would go a lot better if we got rid of that other family. They cannot seem to grasp the concept of house rules.
House rules? So that's what the meeting's all about?
Yeah. What'd you think it was about? You?
Why would I think that?
Thank you. Now, this color-coded chart describes everybody's chores for the week. Any questions?
Yes, Brendan.
What's a chore?
This meeting.
What, you think this is fun for us?
I'd rather do something a lot more meaningful.
Yeah, like our hair.
Okay, let's just put this chart aside, and we will go to chart 11B, the collection and distribution of laundry. Now, as you can see, I have divided the house into three groups. Group number one will be Karen, JT, and Frank. Group number two will be Dana, myself, and Mark.
Ow!
Sorry. And group number three will be Brendan and Al. Now, if you inadvertently put your clothes in the wrong hamper... you can reclaim them during the sorting process. Yes.
Honey, is this going to take much longer? I drank an awful lot of coffee.
Well, then we'll just move right ahead to the general rules of the house. Now, rule number one, everyone has to make his or her own bed. Rule number two, breakfast is served promptly at 7:30, dinner at 6:30 p.m.
Great. And in between, we can make license plates.
Al.
Rule number three, bathroom time, everyone, will be limited to 12 minutes.
Why do they even need the bathroom? Don't they just lick themselves clean?
Okay, rule number four, TV watching. Everyone is allowed 6 hours of television watching per week.
What?
Okay, settle down. Now, these tickets are good for 1/2 hour of TV.
What happens if you use up all your tickets?
Then you'll just have to read a book.
Oh, man!
But if you have any tickets left over at the end of the week, you get a gold star per ticket. If you have 10 gold stars, you get $2 extra added to your allowance.
Wow!
No, believe me. It adds up. I invested
invested in a nice little mutual fund that pays an attractive dividend.
You know what? You're boring.
I know.
Who are you calling boring, pig breath?
Pig breath? How'd you like to wake up in the group three hamper?
Wait a minute. This meeting is not over.
It is for us, Dad. We're out of here.
Yeah.
Well, now, wait a minute, you guys. This couldn't take longer than a couple more hours.
Well, this is a disaster.
No, I still think the rules will work.
I was talking about your marriage.
Oh, JT. Look, we have to talk about these house rules.
Okay. They stink.
Well, that's a start. You want to see if we can keep this dialogue rolling, huh?
Dad, we never had any rules at our house, and look how good I turned out.
JT, Al and Brendan look up to you. Why, I don't know, but if you go along with these rules, maybe they will too.
Oh, Dad, do I have to?
I'll make it worth your while.
Really?
Now, you know those high tops that I promised you? You don't do this, you don't get them.
Let me get this straight. I have to go along with this to get something I was already gonna get?
You got it.
That is totally unfair.
Well, hey, keep this up. You won't get something else that's gonna get you.
10 seconds, Karen.
I hate this.
Hey, I don't make the rules. Come out now or I'm coming in. Wow. That is a really good look for you.
You're an insect.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Aren't you going to hang that up?
I wasn't planning on it. What are you doing?
Watching the game.
It's homework time. We're not supposed to watch TV.
So don't watch.
You know, you need an attitude adjustment.
Yeah? You want to try to adjust it for me?
Love to.
You and what army?
Wait, wait, guys, tell me something here. Is there going to be fighting because I just did my nails?
What is your problem?
Nothing really. Just you, her, this room, this house, these rules.
Other than that, you're fine?
We're better than fine. In fact, everything around here is fine. This is fine. This is fine. This is fine. These are fine. These are fine. These are fine.
Hey, 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 ow. Knock it off. Look, we all hate these rules. But if you're gonna live here, you're gonna have to live by them.
Great. And I'm not gonna live here.
Oh, Carol, quick. Turn on the TV. The World Series is on. It's the bottom of the ninth, and the bases are loaded.
Frank, do you have a TV ticket?
TV ticket? Of course not. I used all mine up on the monster truck route.
Frank, I know it's important to you, but you don't want to set a bad example.
Oh, hello, Brendan. Hey, you wouldn't happen to have an extra TV ticket, would you?
Yep, I got four.
Oh, four. You want to give one to your old pal, Dad?
No, I'm sending them to watch Dumbo.
Dumbo? What's the watch? He's an elephant and he flies. No big deal. Karen! Would you have an extra TV ticket?
I think so. Let me see.
Yes.
Eyeliner, lip gloss, nail polish. Misty Plum. I was wondering where I put that.
Hi. Honey, just one ticket. Oh, Mark. Hey, pal. I'm desperate. The World Series is on. I'll pay you a dollar for a TV ticket.
Frank, the playoffs are a dollar.
World Series is five.
Well, I won't pay.
Fine. Read about it.
Mark?
Mom, it's not personal. It's business.
You can't. All right, all right. $5. Here. There.
Oh. Wow, that was really something. A triple play, and the World Series is over. It has to be the greatest play I've seen in 50 years of broadcast. Well, see you next year.
Sorry, no refunds.
Carol, can I see you in the kitchen?
Sure, honey.
Are you crazy? That was the World Series. It was something that I've spent 6 months looking forward to. And I had to buy a ticket to watch it from a scalper who's your son!
You seem upset.
I'm way past upset. You have a rule for everything. When to eat, where to eat, what to eat. I haven't eaten in 4 days. I'm so worried about breaking your rules.
Would you control yourself, Frank?
How can I control myself? I can't even watch TV in my own house. And I think I'm wearing Brendan's underwear.
Brendan is not even in your group.
You're bananas, you know that? Your porch light's on, but nobody's home. Your elevator doesn't go to the top floor.
Frank, I don't care what you say. These rules work. Now look at JT. There is a kid who needed boundaries.
He needed high tops. I bribed him.
I don't believe it.
Honey, your rules are driving everybody crazy.
Excuse me. As much as I hate to break up a fight, that could split you two up and free me from this living hell. There's something I think you should know about Al.
What, is it bad news?
Depends on your perspective. She's totally fed up with the rules and she's moving out. I think it's good news.
I'd better go talk to her.
She's out on the porch waiting for a cab.
Oh.
No, wait, Frank, wait. Oh. She knows she's out there because of me. I feel terrible. Do you mind if I go talk to her?
No, honey, go ahead.
So, Frank, did you see that game?
Hi.
Hi.
I heard you're leaving.
You heard right.
So, where are you going?
Going to live with my grandma in Milwaukee. She only has one rule. Don't drink from the glass she keeps her teeth in.
So, I guess there are a lot of kids there your age, huh?
Not really. She lives in one of those old people trailer parks. But that's okay, because I'll have my own room.
Well, that's nice. And I guess there's lots for you to do there, huh?
Oh, yeah. There's a bingo and shuffleboard. And on Saturdays, a van comes by and takes everybody's blood pressure.
Sounds great.
Yeah. I'm gonna love it there.
It's okay, sweetheart. It's okay. You know, Al, you can stay here. We can work this out.
No, I think I better go.
Yeah, but Al, leaving's not the answer. It would just break your father's heart. And mine too. You belong here.
Well, I don't feel like I belong here. I feel like everything I do is wrong.
Yeah. I've been feeling like that these days, too.
You?
Yeah. I think I might have gone a little over the edge with these rules.
No. You went way over the edge.
Well, I was just trying to make the house run more smoothly, and I thought these rules would bring everyone together.
Oh, they did. We all hate them.
I guess these rules are a pretty bad idea, huh?
Well, they weren't all bad.
So you would go along with some rules?
Some. Not the dumb ones.
Yeah, see, but I guess that's my problem. I'm not sure which ones are the dumb ones.
Well, I could show you in a minute.
You got a minute?
It'll be 6:30 in exactly 5, 4, 3, 2.
Frank, you made it.
Piece of cake.
Well, isn't this nice? Here we are, finally sitting down together as a family. What could be better than this?
Well, we could be having dinner watching the space shuttle land.
Is that on now?
Touchdown is scheduled for 6:33, weather permitting.
Oh, what the heck, break away. Yeah. Yeah.
Watch out. Last time's on the furniture.
Yeah.
You know, when you break a rule like that, it really turns me on.
Oh, yeah.